B'ez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Seches Beis Bechin, the laws of the Beis HaMikdash and the Seif HaVoida. In this Perek, the Rambam continues in defining the shape and the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash and the accompanying chambers, the Lishkas, which in Halacha of the Rambam begins with the Har HaBayis itself, or the Temple Mount. Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, Behu HaMaria, and that's Mount Maria, Hoi Chamesh Meis Amo, Al Chamesh Meis Amo. It was 500 Amos, 500 cubits squared. It was surrounded with a wall, and that's the wall that we have around the mountain that we know, the Kaisla Maravi. This was around the mountain. The Kefin al Gabi Kefin, Hoyibanuyas Mitachtav. And you had arches. On top of arches, that was built beneath it. And why did they have it on top of arches? The Oil HaTumah, because of being a canopy over Tumah, where they were concerned that maybe there was someone buried beneath it. So they made this cavity to make a separation, that the whoever goes on top of that is not going to become tummy. Now, v'kulah makura, and its entirety was roofed, not really all of it, because the outer mizbeach was most definitely uncovered, but a lot of the Temple Mount was covered, and the stiav lefnim mistiav, it was covered benches within covered benches. So you had many of these covered benches, one within the other one. Halacha beis. Now this Har Maria, the Temple Mount, which was the mountain that the Beis HaMikdash was built on, had five gates. Echem in Hamariv, one from the west. Echem in Hamizrach, one from the east. Echem in Hatzav, one from the north. Ushnaim in Adarim, and two from the south, which is essentially the left side of whoever's entering, because you enter on the eastern side. Now Reichem Kol Shar, the width of every gate was Esther Amos, was 10 Amos. But Gavai in its height was Esther was 20 Amos. V'yeshem Dlosses, and they had doors. Now look at Gimel, going further in, Ram discusses the Sayrig and the Chil. The Fnimimenu, further in from in entering into the Har HaBayis, was the Sayrig, which was a partition that was made like lattice work, made out of woven ropes, which was in like a Tamaruk days how they used to make their beds, was Makiv Saviv. That went all the way around. Gavay Asar Tfachim and Hayav Ten Tfachim. Well, the Fnimena Sayrig, and within this Sayrig, was Hachel, was a wall that went around the whole courtyard within the wall of the Har HaBayis of the Temple Mount. Gavi Esra Amis, its height was 10 Amis. Volavo Oimer Bekinis, and it's regarding that wall that it says in the Lamentations in the Eicha, Vayeval Chel V'chayma, that the Chel and the wall were mourning. What's the Chel? Zuchemis Azara, this is the wall of the Azara. Halacha Dalad, continuing further in, so Lefnim Nachel, within this Chel, this wall, was Hazar, was the courtyard. Now it's actually referring to the Ezras Yisrael, and the Rambam skips the Ezras Nashim, which is a pretty large area, which was before the Ezras Yisrael, as Rambam is going to explain later in Halacha Zayin. The reason that is because the wall of the Ezras Yisrael went all the way around the perimeter, as Rambam explains Halacha Yibayz, whereas the Ezras Nashim was only on the west. So therefore the Rambam is only describing that which goes around the whole area, as he's describing area, which he did with the Temple Mount, and then he's doing with the Sayrig and the Chel, and so therefore he's discussing the Ezras Yisrael, which also went all the way around the center, not just on one side. So within the Chel is the Azara, and B'chol Azara, this whole Ezras Yisrael, Ha'isa Eirich Meya Shmein Meshiva, had a length of 187 Amos, Al Reichiv Meya Shleish Mechamisha, on a width of 135 Amos. Now, Meshiva Sharm Ha'yullah, the Ezras Yisrael had seven gates, where, again, every area the concentric circle is getting closer in is going to have its gates, its entry points. So there were seven gates for the Ezras Yisrael. Shleshim in Atzafa and Hasmucha Lamar. There were three from the north, which are basically on the right side, closer to the west, which is further towards the back. Shleshim in Adar, Smucha Lamar. We had three from the south, which on the left side, also closer to the west, which is closer to the back. Vecha the Mizrach, one on the east, which is where people generally enter. And that's Mechuvit Kenegad Beis Kodesh HaKodesh from Emsa, which was facing towards the Holies of Holies in the middle. Locha, hey, now Kol Shar Mehem, each one of these gates, Ha'yiruch Be'es Amos, also had a width of 10 Amos, V'gov Be'es Amos had a height of 20 Amos. V'hoyulay Dlosis Mechubis Zahav. And the gates of the Ezras Yisrael were plated with gold, Chutz Mesham Ezrach, except for the eastern gate, Shay Metzup Nechashas, which was plated with copper, Doim Lezav, but it appeared like goldy. Meshazeh Hanikra Shar Elyon, and this gate was called the upper gate because it was above the Ezras Nashim. Vushan Nikner, it's also what's known as Nikner's gate. It was called like that because of either a pious person, it was different stories exactly, but there was an individual Nikonor that there was miracles with his doors, as the Gemara says in Yuman Lamed Ches, and therefore it was called Shah Nikonor. Halacha Vav Hazara, the courtyard, Lohaisim Muchavendas Be'emtzar Abayis, actually wasn't centered exactly in the middle of the Temple Mount. El Rechayka Midrim Harabayis, actually was far away from the south, Yosem Kal Ruchas, more than all the other directions. Ukreva Lamayim Yosem Kal Ruchas, and it's also closer to the west, which is further back, than all the other directions. Now, Uveino Avin Hatzafin, now between the Hazara and the northern side, it was Yosem Imasha Bino Ben Amayev, was more than that which it had between that and the western side, because we said it's very close to the western part of the mountain. Ubino Ben HaMizrach, and what was between the Hazara and the eastern side, which we ended from, was Yosem Imasha Bino Ben Hatzafin, was more than what was between it on the north. So the furthest was away from the south, closest to the west, and between, and then goes closer to the north, and then less than that was that of the Mizrach, of the eastern side. Halacha Zayin. Now, lefnei Hazara b'Mizrach, in front of the Ezer Sisrael, on the eastern side, so when you're entering in, really from what we said within the Chel, is Haisa Ezer Sanashim, was the women's courtyard. V'hi Haisa, and it was a square, Oirech Meya Amma V'Shleisha B'Chamisha, had a length of 135 Amas, Oirech Meya V'Shleisha B'Chamisha, on the width of 135 Amas. V'Abba L'Shachas Ha'iba Arba Mikzai Seha, and in the four corners of this Ezer Sanashim were four chambers, Shalabam Amma, each one 40 Amas squared, V'Lahoyim Akaris, they weren't roofed, and says the Ram, so too, that's going to be in the future. Halacha Ches, now, what was the utility of these four chambers? So, Tereimis Mizrachis, the one on the southeast, essentially if you're coming in, it's the one on the left, because that's on the southeast of the left, and Mizrach is the side that you're coming in from. So that's Lishkas HaNazirim, that's the chamber of the Nazirim. What is a Nazir? Because a Nazir, when he finishes his he has to bring a karmen, they cook their shalmei Nazir, their shalamim, magachal nesarmen, that's what they shave off their hair over there. Now, Mizrach HaTzafainis, which is to the right of when you enter the northeast, is Lishkas Dira Eitzim, it's the chamber of the room of the wood. Shosham Kahan Bali Mumin, that's where the Kahan who were blemished were Mesalim Be'etzim, they would deworm the wood because it has to be without worms. And the reason is Shokol Eitzim Zabaytalas, any wood that you find worms in is possible. So that's what they used their chamber for. Tzvanz Maravis, the northwest, which is to the far right, was Lishkash HaMitzaram, that was the chamber of the Mitzaram, where after he tabled on the seventh day and he had sundown, he's allowed to go into Ezer's Nashim, but he's not allowed going to Ezer's Yisrael until he brings his Karbanos on day 8. And he has to enter, he has to stick his thumbs into the Ezer's Yisrael to have the blood and the oil thrown in on the 8th day. He would table in this chamber, and he would wait there until he could enter, and he'd keep sticking his thumbs. And my Rabbis Deraimus, on the southwest, which is the far left, that's where they would put the wine, the oil, and that was called the chamber of the place where the oil was. Even though there was also wine over there, they didn't call it based on the wine because wine is not ma'akev in the karbanos from the sachem, but the oil is ma'akev for the karbanos, and therefore they call it beis shemanya. Halacha tes ezes hanashim, the women's courtyard, ha'isim mukefes gezuzter, was surrounded with balconies. The reason for that was k'deishi hanashim reis malmalon, so that the women could look from above. V'hanashim malmatan, and the men are on the bottom, k'deishi limud above, and that they shouldn't be intermingled, which was instituted by the simchas beis she'eva, that there were many people and the women would. It wouldn't be appropriate for them to be in Ezes Nashim, so they would be on the top. That was the Takana Gedela they made over there, and the men on the bottom. And some have Halacha Yud over here. Uvai is Gadol Hoyi Bitzar Hazar. Now, there was a large building on the side of the courtyard, Bitzvayna on the northern part, which is on the right side, Mibachutz on the outside of it, Bein Hazar Vechel, which was between the courtyard and the Chel, which was the wall around it. Now, there was a dome that was built over there. And it was surrounded with rows of stone. And this structure was called Beis HaMoked, the house of the hearth of the fire. And they had two entrances. One would open up to the Azar, and one opened up to the Chel, which did not have the sanctity of the Azar. Some have Halacha Yud over here. Now, there was four chambers in this large structure called the Beis HaMoked. Shtayim Kodesh or Shtayim Chayil. Two of these chambers were sanctified, and two of them were mundane, because the Beis HaMoked itself was built half in Azara and half in the mundane area. So half of the chambers were Kodesh, half were Chayil. Now, Berosh Pispasin, there were these pieces of wood that were Mavdilim, and Kodesh Rachel, they would be assigned to demarcate what's the separation between the holy area of that chamber and the mundane part of that. Now, Mahayi Mishamish says, what did these four chambers in this Beis HaMikdash function for? So, Marav's Deraim is the southwest was Lishkas HaTlaim, was the chamber of the lambs, which they would have the lambs that were pre-checked, because you had to have at least six pre-checked lambs in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what that chamber was used for. They kept those pre-checked lambs over there. Udremis Mizrachis, and the southeastern corner was Lishkas Isi Lechem Aponim, was the chamber of those who make the Lechem Aponim, the showbreads, which that also had to be in Kodesh, in the holy area, because the baking had to be done inside the Azar. Then you had the other two, Mizrachis Savainis, on the northeast, where north is to the right, and that's towards the Chel, because where the south is closer to the left, which is inside the Azar, because again, it's on the right side. So the north east, which was the one closer towards the entry, was Ba Gonzo Beis Chashmonai. That's where the household members of the Chashmonam concealed Avni Mizbeach, the stones of the altar, Shigtzu Malcha Yomim, which were defiled by the Greek kings. And Svein Zmarabis, on the one on the northwest, was Ba Yardin Lebeis HaTvilam. That was the chamber that the Kohen would go if he had a Tumah of Keri. He would go down a tunnel into the Beis HaTfilah, where there was a mikveh tefillah over there. That chamber was in the mundane area. So those were the two that were in Chayil. That was what that chamber was used for. Halacha Yirav, now continue on that. Hayeri lebeis HaTfilah m'lishkazo, whoever did go down to the mikveh from this chamber, hayeholich b'mesiba, he would go in a spiral staircase in this cave. And the reason is because since he's a Balkari, so he wasn't able to go in the Azar because he's Tamei. So he would go in this spiral, Ha'haylecha Tachas HaMikdash Kolede, which went totally underneath the temple mount. The Haneris Dolkas Mekani. Mekani had candles lit on either side of that path. At Megillah Beis HaTfilah, until he reached the place of where he immerses himself. Now, this chamber, Umedur HaYisusham, so it had a fire in this chamber, which was on the northwest, which they would use to go down to the Beis HaTfilah, which that was called Lishkas Beis HaMikdash, the chamber of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a fire over there, and that's where the name of, we have the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Beis HaKisa Shalkov, it also had a room with a chair of honor, which was so that a person should actually urinate before he immerses himself to get the Tumah out. It was a lavatory. Now, why was it called the Beis HaKisa of Kavod? Beis HaKavod, and its dignity was that no one went into the bathroom when the other one was there, where Matzai Nol, if he found a lock, but you do a Sheshamad, you knew that there was someone over there, and therefore no one ever walked in on someone else. Lochid Beis Ram continues regarding the specifics of the measurements of the calculation of the Azara. So, Eirich Azara, the length of the courtyard, Min HaMizrach LaMayriv, going from east to west, which is if you're walking in, that's the straight direction going east to west, is Meya Ushmainim Beshiva, as we said before, is 187 Amos, which is the beginning of the Ezes Yisrael on the east till the end of the 11 Amos, which is behind the Kajra Kajm on the west. And this is the calculation like this. Here, actually, the Rambam is starting from the other direction. If you start Mekoisim al Rabbi Shal Azara from the western wall of the Azara, that's not the western wall as we know, it's from the western wall of the Azara, at Koisel HaHechel, until the wall of the Hegel is Achas Esriyama. You have 11 Amos from the western wall of the courtyard. There was a little bit space of courtyard which went behind the actual Hegel. So you had 11 Amos over there. Then you have Oyecha Hegel Kula. If you count the whole length of the Hegel, the sanctuary, including the Kodesh Kodeshim and the Hegel and the Ulam, is Mei Amos, 100 Amos. And then you have Bein Ulam and Mizbech, the area between the antechamber and the altar is Shtayim Esrim, is 22 Amos. Then you have Mizbech Shtayim Eshleishim, you have the length further, where the Mizbech is a square, in both directions, is 32 Amos. And Mekim Jesus Dragalei Kahanim, you have the space where the Kahanim were allowed to walk. One Nikra Ezekam, that was called the courtyard of the Kahanim, was Achas Esyam, was 11 Amos. And then you have Mekim Jesus Dragalei Yisrael, you have the space of where the Yisraelim could walk. One Nikra Ezekam, that was called the courtyard of the Yisraelim. That was Achas Esyam, that was 11 Amos. That makes for the total of 187 Amos in the length of the courtyard, which is the direction that you're walking in. Now, Halacha Yud Gimel, Bereichav Azara, the width of the courtyard, and that Tzav and Adarm, going from north to south, is Meir Shlosh V'Chamisha, is 135 Amos. Zechash Bainan, and this was his calculation. If you start Mekrisal Tzvaini from the northern wall, Ad Beis HaMet B'Chaim, to the butchering area, which is where they would slaughter they would have the animals butchered over there, where Shmein Amos was the area of 8 Amos. Now, Beis HaMet B'Chaim, the butchering area itself, which had these poles over there, these little beams, where steam estri amas amechs was 12 and a half amas. Visham tell them there they would hang umafshit and asakadishim, and they would skin the animals. That was done there in that butchering area, where some have the gears to hear betzidai, but it would seem actually it's part of halachia dalad, that betzidai on its side, on the side of it, was mekama shulchanas, the space of the tables, which was shmein amas, if you're continuing along, going from north to south, was eight amas, uvoy shulchanas shalshayish, and in that area, there was these marble tables, shemenich malim hanesachim, that they would put the cut up pieces of the kachi kachim, which were eaten by the kanim and the hazar, and they would wash the meat so they could cook it and eat it by the kanim. And there were these eight tables. And the side of the place where the tables were the place of the rings, which were attached to the ground, where they would lock in the legs of the animals when they would slaughter, that it shouldn't move. That was arba ve'esrim amas. That was 24 amas. And that's where they would slaughter the kachikachim specifically, which had to be betzafen, and this was in the northern part of the Hazara. Conscious kachikachim could be in the whole Hazara. Between the space of the rings and the altar was an area of shmein amas, abed amas. Then you have the mizbech, which in both directions, here we're going now in the wev, was also shtayim shleishim, was 32 amas. Va'kevesh, then you have the ramp, which was shleishim, a length of 30 amas, which here we're going the width of the Hazara, but that's the length of the ramp, which although actually the length of the ramp was actually 32 amas, but in the Hazara itself only took up 30 amas because two of its amas were overhanging part of the Mizbeach, and the Amad the Yisayid and Amad the Yisayiv, as the Rambam said in Perek Beis. Uvein HaKevesh, all the Kreis HaDraimim, between the ramp and the southern wall, which Deim Esei Amo Mechza was 12 and a half amas, that made for a total of 135 amas. Some have Halacha Tazayin over here. Mikreisel Tzveini Shel Hazara, from the northern wall of the courtyard, at Kreisel Mizbeach. So here we're not going through the specifics of the butchering place. We're just the total area of the northern wall of the Hazara at Kreisel Mizbeach until the wall of the altar of the Mizbeach. Shehu Roichiv Shishim Mechza, which that's a width of 60 and a half amas. Ukenegdei, and the opposite direction. Mikreisel Ulam, from the wall of the antechamber at Kreisel Mizrachi Shel Hazara until the eastern wall of the Hazara, going all the way to the end of the Hazara in the length, the eastern wall of the Hazara, Shu'orich Shesh V'Shivim, that's a length of 76 amas, which some have a halacha design over here, but Kalam Aruba Hazad, that whole square that we just described, Hu'anikotav, and that's called the northern part of the Hazara, V'amokim Sheshetim V'Kajakashim, that's the area where you slaughter the Kajakashim, which have to be slaughtered in the north. Halacha design Ram continues regarding the different lishkais, the chambers that were there in the Ezra Yisrael. So Shmoyin L'Shachas Hoi Be'ezra Yisrael, there was eight chambers in the Yisraelim courtyard. You had Shalosh Betzafen, three on the north, which is the right side, B'Shalosh Radam, and three on the south, which is the left side. Shevedarim, and the southern part, was Lishkas HaMelech, the chamber of the salt, Lishkas HaParva, the chamber of Parva, which was a person that had practiced sorcery, which he dug underneath the Azaris because he wanted to see the Avoida, and he was killed, and that was the space, and they called that the chamber of Parva. Lishkas HaMadichim, and the chamber of the washing. What were these three chambers' functions? So Lishkas HaMelech, the chamber of the salt, Shosham Leis HaMelech HaLekarben, that's where they would put the salt for the carbon, which every carbon needed salt. Lishkas HaParva, the chamber of Parva, Shosham Molchan Ares HaKadosh, and that's where they actually would salt the hides of the carbonus. Valgagan, on the roof of this chamber, he's a base tvilo, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, was actually a mikvah of the Kohen Gadol that he would specifically tevila on Yom Kippurim. Lishkas HaMadichim, the chamber of the washing, is Shom HaYimadichim, Kirvei HaKadosh, that's where they would wash the intestines of the carbonus. Now, Umisham, and from there was a mesiba, was a winding ramp that went oila legag beis haparva, that went up to the roof of the beis haparva, which was right next to it. And Vashalish Shabbat Safin, those are the three in the south. Vashalish Shabbat Safin, because he needed a ramp, because like we said, on the roof of the beis haparva was where the Kohen Gadol would table. He got up there from this one, had a ramp going up to the roof of the other one. Vashalish Shabbat Safin, and the three in the north, on the right side was Lishkas HaGazas, the chamber of the Yun stone, which was called like that because it was actually made out of the Yun stone, which was squared out for the dignity of the Sanhedrin that was over there. Lishkas HaGoyle, which the Rambam understands that to mean the chamber of the bowl. And Lishkas HaEitz, the chamber of the wood. What were the function of these three chambers? Lishkas HaGazas, the chamber of the Yun stone, was Shabbos Sanhedrin Gedol Yeshivas. That's where the high court, that's where they sat. And the primary thing that they did was educating and inspecting the Kehanim regarding the blemishes and regarding their lineage. And the Chetzer HaYikodesh B'Chetzer HaYichayel, half of that chamber was actually in the Azara part, half of it was out of it and was mundane. And Veloshna Misakam had two entryways, Echle Kodesh Vechle Chol, one to the holy area, one to the mundane area. And it was in the half of the unconsecrated part that that's where the Sanhedrin sat, because in Allah send the Azara, unless you're from Malchus Beis David. Leshkas Agel, the chamber of the bowl, Shamayis Bar, that's where there was a pit over there. Shemal Men Begula, they would fill up with a bowl. And from there is where they provided water for the whole courtyard. But Leshkas Ha'eitz, in the chamber of the wood, Hoysa Choyish, then was behind the two of them. Vihoysa Leshkas Kohen Gold, and that was the chamber of the high priest. Vihi Hanikras, where he would stay there a week before Yom Kippurim. Vihi Hanikras, this was called Leshkas Parhejin, the chamber of the officers, because at one point in time, like an officer gets switched every 12 months, the Kohen Gedolim were dying because they were unworthy Kohen Gedolim. Vigag Shlashtin Shava, and the roof of them, all three, were equal. Now, there were two other chambers there in the Ezes Yisrael. Achas Mimin Shar Mizrahi, one to the right of the eastern gate coming into the Ezes Yisrael. Velishkas Pinchas Amabish, it was the chamber of Pinchas the Clothier, which means to say he was in charge of all the garments of the Kahanim, engaging, made sure that they had the appropriate clothing. Achas Mismela went to the left of the Shar Nikonur. Vehilishkas Oisi Chavitin, that was the chamber of the ones who made the chavit, in which the Kohen Gadol every single day would bring a flour offering, half in the morning, half in the evening, because it was made in a machavas, in a certain type of a pan, so therefore it was called the chavit.